You're listening to SBS News.
Helen Clapham was a healthy 56-year-old when she received a letter that would change her life. She had stage 3 bowel cancer.
It was a shock. There's no doubt about that. Of course, it's not the norm, is it, that you'd expect to get something like that in the mail?
She says she wouldn't have survived if it weren't for the free home screening test, and she's urging all Australians over 50 to take part.
It's an opportunity to have an easy test, so I did it. It's just not difficult. And if people tell me that they haven't got time, I'm just going to throw something at them. It's rubbish. I get pretty cross.
But according to the Productivity Commission's report on government services, the rates of people aged 50 to 74 participating in the screening program has increased by 5% in 5 years to just 42%. Experts like Sanchia Aranda, CEO of the Cancer Council Australia, are hopeful that with continued investment into the program, that number will improve more rapidly.
Our estimates have shown that if we could get that up to 6 in 10 Australians, it will be 84,000 people who will have been saved by the program by 2040.
Checking for breast cancer is also at a sluggish uptake, with just over half of women participating in the past year. Adele Modolo from the Multicultural Centre for Women's Health says that rate is even lower among migrants.
The barriers include knowing about the services, so they don't necessarily know that the services are there or what they do or why you would go to have a screening.
And it seems screenings are not the only thing Australians are avoiding, with 3.4% of Australians not visiting their GP and 7% delaying filling a prescription because of costs. Dr. Harry Nespolon, the president of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, warns large gap fees at local clinics will become the norm unless the government steps in.
The gap is going to get bigger, and it will continue to get bigger, and more it'll apply to more and more people unless the government does invest more in general practice, at the very least get the rebates back to where they were.
But at least babies are getting their jabs, with 94% of infants under 12 months receiving all the necessary vaccinations. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.